Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony calling from Jerry Torres One Question Survey. Okay, and I'm calling because Arlington, Alexandria, and Fairfax County needs your help. We have the highest crime, the highest rape, homelessness, prices, business failures, foreclosures, and bullying, and the lowest education performance and home affordability ever in the history of our Northern Virginia community. And 1 in 6 girls are today raped and will be continued to be sexually assaulted unless we stand up and protect them. Jerry Torres is running for U.S. Congress in our 8th Congressional District community. And he's not a politician, he's a global security CEO, humanitarian and law enforcement expert, war veteran, and desperately needs you to help to save our community. Please just check him out on our website, www.torresuscongress.com. And I have just one question for you, sir. What are your biggest concerns about our community and nation so Jerry can understand and help?
Hang on a second. He's running, 8th district here. Torres, is it Torres?
Yes, Jerry Torres.
Okay, so he's Republican. Good, good. You guys have my vote. The biggest issue here in Northern Virginia and nationwide is this. We were just talking about this, my buddies over here. The influx, uncontrolled influx of people crossing the border illegally.
Okay.
And the drain that they're putting on the infrastructure, meaning tax infrastructure as well. The majority of these people, and I'm not picking on any race or color or anything, but the majority of these people are not contributing to the tax base, yet they're bleeding the tax base. They're putting their kids in school. They're driving on our roads. They do not, you know, majority of them. I had a Fairfax County cop tell me, 5-6 months ago, that at any one time, statistically, 89% of the Hispanics that are pulled over in this district do not have a driver's license, do not have registration, do not have insurance. That's why they hit and run. Get in an accident, they run. It's not because they're, they're not legal. So,
okay, sir, well, so it'd be the uncontrolled border and free flow of migrants, right?
Free flow of migrants, and the other issue is, which is pretty much universal in the United States, is you catch anybody doing anything. It doesn't have to be an immigrant. These people that are walking in these stores and just walking out with stuff, even when they get caught, the courts don't do anything to them. They slap them on the wrist. I think they're up to $1,000 now. You can steal up to $1,000 before it's considered a felony. So they slap them on the wrist and put them back on the street. It's just a matter of time before people start taking matters in their own hands, and the shop owners, whatever, they're going to start shooting people.
All right. Well, thank you for your concern, sir. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hoy se va a tomar café.